Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
It's another wonderful night, and I want to believe that you're ready for tonight. Are you sure that you're ready for tonight? Look at your neighbor left and right. Tell a person, I am ready for God's word. I am ready for the overflow of the Spirit. Then ask your neighbor, are you ready? Glory to God. So we have stepped into 2025, and I said to us that we engage this year with the spirit of faith. Amen. We're engaging this year with the spirit of faith. Faith is the hand that lays hold of the word of God and will not let go until it sees a manifestation. Are we here together? Faith is the hand that lays hold. He said, he has said to us this year that it is not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And the next thing he says, who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? He said, you shall become what? As a plain. Until every mountain becomes a plain, I'm not giving up. I will see the end of that situation. It will not see my end. Are we here together? Are we here together? Why was he under pressure? Because somehow Mordecai, Esther had engaged God, and the king could not rest. The Bible says that the king could not sleep. He fasted overnight because of Daniel. He was fast. Why are you? He said, no. There's something about this guy. Somebody under the sound of my voice, strongly by the Spirit, I sense that systems, personalities that matter in the agenda and the scheme of things, so that there will be a shift in your life and in your career. I say they will be under pressure. They will be under pressure to deliver in the name of Jesus. All systems and structures will align to favor you. This year, 2025, that will be your portion. Diseases and discomforts of the body, all manner of things, they will dissolve in the name of Jesus. And yesterday, whilst I was preparing yesterday for the prayer for today, whilst I was looking at it, you know, it just came to my spirit that miracle jobs, miracle businesses, ideas, miracle relationships. Do you know that some people will get engaged this January and get married before December? It could be your lovely sister, get ready for it, or your brother, or yourself. It's listen, for with God nothing shall be what? Impossible. 1 year is very long. 1 year, the courtship, everything, all the sheep, until we get to where we are. And guess what? When God is involved, you know, there are certain things that you say, the person is rushing. Then there are other things, because purpose has to be fulfilled, God will rush the person. That's the kind that I'm talking right now. For purpose to be fulfilled, God is going to put somebody under pressure. It's called divine acceleration. He will accelerate the process so that his counsel will stand. He will accelerate the process in the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor, tell them it's miracle everywhere. Tell the person this year it's miracle everywhere. Supernatural occurrences in the name of Jesus. Every contention in your business, your career, your relationship, your finance, your health, 2024, I declare they have ended permanently with that year. Surely there is an end, and that the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut short. This is 2025. I know you have hopes, you have expectations, you have the things that you desire. The Bible says the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut short. I don't know if you think it's talking to somebody else, but if you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, can you say it's talking to me? It's talking to me. Can you say I receive that word? You know, whilst I'm prophesying and we're praying now, I'm going to do a teaching session, then we're going to have a practical session. Yes. In the practical session, you will get ready because God has impressed in my heart to stay with what I started yesterday. I want to really expound on the logos and the rhema of God. Yes. I want to do a little work on it so that you can see. Then I will practically teach how to always get a rhema word for every situation. It's not a trial and error thing. You can always get a word for every situation. That's one of the things that God showed me this in preparing. He said, my people can always get a word. Always get a word. It's not going to be a trial and error where you're thinking, I don't know if I'm sure whether. No, you will get a word. Are you getting what I'm saying here tonight? Yes. Yes. So we're going to be praying a little bit, then we'll get into the word. You're declaring that in 2025, can you shout it loud? Say, Father, I declare that 2025 is my year of the Spirit. I will not struggle unnecessarily. And one of the things that the Spirit does is to bring ease. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? He lubricates. He's the oil that lubricates. I will not struggle unnecessarily. I engage this year by the power of the Spirit. Can you declare in the name of Jesus? 2025, you are my year of the Spirit. Therefore, I declare no struggles, no dragging. It is ease for me and my family. Things are coming easily by the Spirit, by the Spirit, by the Spirit. Lift up your voice and begin to declare ease in the name of Jesus. They will ask you just like that. Just like that. You say yes. Just like that. God turned it around. Just like that. God made it happen. Just like that. He has changed my story. Just like that. This is how we settle December. We settle September, October. When others are struggling, we have prepared the way already. You have 1 minute to pray this prayer. I'm not struggling. My family members, we are not struggling. I'm not struggling with finances for the project. I'm not struggling to pay the rents. I'm not struggling to pay the bills. I'm not struggling to figure out things. For it is not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. The Holy Ghost is making it easy. He's holding me by the hand. His hand is upon my head. His hand is upon my life, so there's no struggle. Go ahead and pray, don't stop. Gashina Kamana Jana Yanana Gashina. Gashina, Kamuna, 30 seconds. Can you pray, child of God? No struggles. Declare. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Shama leke nele boson nele bala bala bala. It is easy for me. 2025 is easy for me. 2025 is easy for me. I see easily. I hear easily. I'm not struggling to know what to do. Shove the leg over side. It is easy for me. El Subanai do Ruana Gabasi Zebela. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let your amen sound louder. By the Spirit, I prophesy that this year 2025, you will not struggle unnecessarily. It will not be difficult for you, because it is not by power nor by might. The Spirit of God is taking over on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 45 verse 1, it says, this is what the Lord said to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose hand I take hold of, to subdue nations before him and to strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him, and that gates will not be shut. I will go before you and I will level the mountains. I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord. God is doing it to prove a point. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He wants to show so that they will know that he is God. Somebody under the sound of my voice, the same way God said to Cyrus that he's delivering hidden riches. You know what it means to deliver hidden riches? That means there are a lot of things that are hidden. When something is hidden, it might be an idea that others have not seen, and it has wealth in it. It might be a wisdom that others do not know, and it has wealth in it. And God is saying, I will give you the hidden riches. In every secret thing that is hidden, wisdom, intelligence, idea, strategy, that will generate wealth, God is saying to somebody that I will give you the hidden riches. In the name of Jesus. You will lift up your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, I command systems, structures, personalities to align in my favor and deliver my portion in 2025. Systems, structures, personalities align in my favor, deliver my portion in 2025. Leave your comfort zone, move around as you pray this prayer. Systems and structures, including personalities, they align in they deliver my portion. They deliver my portion. There's a portion for me in 2025. There's a portion for me in 2025. Human beings, organizations, structures are realigning to favor me. I am the word. So pray the next 10 minutes. Pray Shabeda Rosa. Eswene Gusta Paide. Eramanaga Baroko Sogotolosh. Rakaga Gaiga Gaiga. On that night, the king could not sleep. On that night, the king could not rest. Those who need to lose their rest and their sleep, so that they will respond to me. Those who need to lose their rest and their sleep, so that they will respond to me. Touch their hearts, oh God. Touch their hearts, oh God. Shamaleke beruande lemoshkubai. Isende kusukutulugu shababai. Whatever they are holding on to, that they must release. Opportunities, platforms, jobs, privileges, rights. Ija dokwi, oh, putita.
kamami onye kere eligwe ko
cycles of delay has ended. Cycles of losses has ended. Forward alone. The direction of your life is forward. The direction of your career is forward. Negative medical reports are reversed. Negative health crises are reversed. All health crises, they are reversed in the name that is above every other name. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and has given him a name that is above every other name. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. In Jesus' mighty name, one more partner, get another partner. Rakabeneko soko dolobosha, eveneke seke delemoshaya, pranagabayeko bosh. Pray this one with all your heart. Pray this one with all your heart. Jesuja, shaka shaka mi, omuru. The blood of Jesus paid already. The blood of Jesus settled it already. Over 2,000 years ago, you are taking the delivery of it now. You are taking the delivery of it now. You are taking the delivery of it now. That chest issue, abdominal issue, that pain on your abdomen, now disappear in the name of Jesus. Cycle of spiritual lukewarmness, rising and falling has ended. This year you will stand. Having done all to stand. Having done all to stand. You will stand this year, fam. Like Mount Zion that will not be moved. Ebeneko soko dolobo shayande. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout a louder amen. Say today. Over the family of Oji. Over the family of Oji. I declare affliction will not rise a second time. Affliction will not rise a second time. In the name of Jesus. By the word of the Lord. I declare surely there is an end. There is an end. End of pain. End of stagnation. End of backwardness. End of spiritual lukewarmness. Surely there is an end. In the name of Jesus. I see an abdominal pain. The pain on your abdomen, disappear now. That chest issue, disappear now. That health crisis, respiratory infection, I declare right now, every infection in your tracks, every infection in your body, today I command right now, dry up in the name of Jesus. No more losses. No more losses. Thank you.
Echi akari kesi omume wagi deki ibao.
Quietly sit. Holy Spirit of God, I laid a foundation yesterday and I told us, when it comes to the word, the first thing is that you have to say the right words. Then I got into the part where I said that you have to say, you have to start speaking the word of God. And that's where I'll just pick up from tonight. Pay attention. You're going to learn a lot, and I will speak how to practically get Rema word every time. It's a possibility, it's a reality. You find yourself stuck and you just cannot move, but you need to hear a word. And sometimes people say things like, I can't just hear, I've been struggling to hear. No, you would know how to hear him now. Amen. Glory to God. Whilst we were praying, I see in the spirit that I kept on seeing issues with the stomach region, abdomen. I saw a lot of things locked up in those places. And I see the hand of God take away many things and restore everything in the name of Jesus. So when Jesus was speaking to Satan, he said to him that the word of God said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema, not just logos. I told you yesterday that logos is the entirety of the word of God, the complete word of God. We preach from the logos, but rhema is the inspired word of God. When the word of God comes alive and it is given to you particularly for a particular situation, it is called rhema. So Jesus, speaking to the devil, told him, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's what will keep men. That's what will sustain you. If you need speed in 2025, you really want to move, rhema. When you get the rhema word, when you get the rhema word for any situation, things begin to shift. Many times we are where we are because we have not gotten the right word. And that's why the Bible says right words are forceful. In other words, right words, they have in themselves the ability to make things happen. Right words. You know, you could be with somebody saying the wrong things and the person is saying never, never. Then you said just one thing. If not for what you just said, right words. Just that right word. Because you just, every other thing you said, no. But this particular thing you said, now, let's let it go. Right words are forceful. And the rhema word is the right word for that situation. The rhema word is the right word for that challenge. The rhema word is God ordained word for that thing so that it can shift things. And as I'm speaking tonight, people will get rhema word for different situations. Some of you, it's possible that while you were sitting yesterday making notes, the problem we have with church people is that they write rhema words down. Rhema words are not meant to just be written. They are meant to be spoken. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are translating a rhema God gave you back to logos. Why? Bring it out of the page. Act on it. Use it. Do something with it. You can't receive a word from God and say, I just wrote it down. No, when you write it, you bring it back from the writing and put it here. The word is near thee, even in thy mouth. The rhema word of faith which we speak. That's the rhema word, is the word which we speak. Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? There's so much power in the word of God. And you need to learn how to apply the word of God. I told you yesterday that logos is the word of God, like in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is alive and active, true, sharper than any two-edged sword, true. But that's logos. Some of us that did a little bit of physics, you know what we call potential energy and kinetic energy. Are we here together? When energy is in motion, it is at rest, it is what? Potential energy. But when energy is in motion, it is what? Kinetic energy. Logos is the potential energy of God. It has the ability to do things. There's mighty working power inside of it. But rhema is when it is activated and put to work. I want every single person in this church to get it so that you can always look at certain things and know that I have a word for you. I speak this word of God. The word of God you know, the word of God you memorize, it's logos. I memorize a lot and I confess, I quote a lot of them when I preach. But I know that just memorizing that will not do the will not make the difference. It is potential energy. The hammer you are holding on to has the ability to break rocks. It doesn't mean it has broken any rock. If you must break any rock, you must put it to work. That's what it means when you get a word from God, then you put it to work. If you get a rhema word, you don't just drop it. You don't just keep looking around and saying, I was in church and so God told me this. What are you doing with what God told you? You can't just sit looking like that. You can't just sit and allowing the devil have a field day. You need to stop that devil. The reason he gave you rhema is to stop the devil. And that's what Jesus did. The devil came the first time and he told him, he gave him a word. He came the second time, he gave him another one. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. And by the time they were done, he said, get out of here. You need to kick that devil out of your space. This is 2025. You must not tolerate nonsense. Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? So let me help you so that you can get good understanding on this. So God's word can change circumstances that day. I just saw pastor stood up. I am going forward. I am getting better. I am breaking limits. I can never be small. He was saying it. And I was just looking like this. The word just became real to me. The word became like picture to me. I stopped hearing what he was saying. I was seeing myself going forward. I was seeing myself getting better. I painted a picture of what he was saying. Do you know that as of today, after that day, nobody in the church talked about that thing again. And I asked myself, how did they forget so soon? When God gave us a word here, I am the beginning of a new order. I can't forget it. I got it for the first time on the pulpit. It wasn't part of my note. I got it that day. And since that day, I've held on to it. No devil anywhere can stop me. I am doing what nobody has done. I'm a limit breaker. I'm a barrier breaker. I'm a line crosser. Because he gave that word. And when he gave the word, I had shared the word with you. And now you have received the word of God. He said, we believe, therefore we speak. If you really believe it, you will say it. So pastor said that in that day. And when he was done saying it, nobody in the church remembered again. We did the next service, nothing. Another service, till I left, nobody said anything about that. But in my spirit, that word was burning like fire. Jeremiah said the word of God is like fire in my bones. If I say I'm not going to confess it, I cannot. If I say I'm going to hold on to myself, I cannot. I just feel like saying it, declaring it. So I started declaring it. I am going forward. I am getting. From that day, I have never known a better yesterday. Oh, I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. I've never known a better yesterday. Every day, it comes alive. Anytime I feel like I'm stuck in a particular place and I'm supposed to move, I tell myself, Mavis, you are going forward. You are getting better. You are breaking limits. You can never be small. Then I was reading the Bible one day. Then I came across Isaiah where he said, I will multiply them greatly. They will not be small. I said, wow. It has a connection with the logos. So it came out from there. Are you getting what I'm saying, church? It came out from there. And I held on to that word. I've held on to it. And I believe it's a word for my life. When God gives you a rhema word, listen, you hold on to it for as long as. As long as you hold on to it, it's potent. It is powerful. The day you drop it, that's where it is. And the secret to picking up a word God has given to you, I'm going to share with you. Remind me, how do I pick up? God gave me a word 2 years ago and it has not expired. But somehow I left the word. You know, many times where we read the other time, he said because they lack understanding, the devil came and he stole the word. God gave you a word and all of a sudden you're just every time you talk, you're just talking your own things. What do you take to God in the place of prayer? It's the word he gave you. God, you said to me that I am going forward. You said I'm the beginning of a new order. Are you getting what I'm saying?
There are some words from scripture that has jumped up to me directly, and I hold them to them. The path of the just is a burning light. It shines brighter and brighter. I will say it till every child I give birth to in this world will know it. The grandchildren will know it. Generations unborn will hear it. Because they will ask, what is the secret to this family always rising? And we'll say, we got the word. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing tonight? So when we speak God's word into a situation, the same power, the power of God goes with that word. God's word is spirit. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, the rhema. So you see, when words are spoken, that's rhema. He says, the words I speak to you, they are not logos, they are spirit and they are life. You remember I said the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. So if you ever need life to come upon any dead situation, you need a rhema word. Are you getting what I'm saying, church? You will not forget this meeting in a hurry. No, you can't forget it now. How do I activate and always get the rhema word? What must I do to ensure that I will always get the rhema word for every situation? Every situation. It's possible to get a rhema word for every situation. Remember Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Let's start. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. We're reading tonight. Everybody, let's read it together in concert. One, two, go. This book of the law shall not depart your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. Now, can you see how we just read it right now? But there's a line that carries weight in what I'm about to discuss. If we leave that line, we'll just say, open another one. And we'll open it like that, and it's gone. That's how people read every day, and it's gone. But you will not let it go. That's why the psalmist says, open down my eyes, O God, that I will behold wondrous things out of thy law. In other words, the word of God, there are dimensions, there are parts of the word of God that you can behold wondrous things from. You read it today and it didn't look wondrous, but tomorrow you're reading it and it's wonder. You're like, wow, I've never seen it like this before. That's exactly what happens. Now look at it now. It said, this book of the law shall not depart from your word, mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. You shall meditate. One of the secrets to always getting a rhema word is the power of meditation. Write it down. The power of meditation. Many times we read the Bible, we don't meditate. And the reason why we can't get so much is because we're just reading. We're not meditating. Meditation. How many of us realize that if you notice some of these people who are into different occultic practices, one can, they understand the power of meditation. It was one day when Isaac was meditating. While he was meditating, that God appeared to him and said, Isaac, he was asking the question in his heart, contemplating in his heart. It was a contemplation. If you read the Bible there, Isaac did not go and ask immediately and say, God. The Bible says, and God appeared to Isaac. And he said to him, do not go to Egypt. Isaac was already meditating, thinking about it. Guy, there's a situation on ground. And he was just thinking. Then God showed up and he said, Isaac, do not go to Egypt. He said, then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Go to verse 1. Go to verse 1. There was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. He didn't say Isaac inquired of the Lord. He didn't say Isaac was, he was just there. If you know the practice of Isaac, when Rebekah was coming, the Bible says, while Isaac in the evening went to meditate. One of the things we know about Isaac is the power of what? Meditation. He understands how to meditate. And I believe he must have learned that from Abraham or something. So he went out and just meditated. He said there was famine. And I know he must have been thinking, this famine, what's happening here? Oh God, but in Deuteronomy you said to us that we will not be few. Blah, blah, blah. He must have been saying many things in his head. Or my father said to me, maybe he didn't even say anyway, but my father said this. My father said that you are God, you are mighty, you are great, you are this, you are that. All the things that his father probably had been saying to him, the promises of God, the blessings of God, how God had prospered him. And now he's saying, is this how everything will go?
Is this how we will just expire? And as he was meditating on the famine in the land, I believe that the words that God gave to Abraham, that Abraham passed on to him in oral tradition, he must have been thinking about those words. And while he was doing that, the Bible says this. Look at this now. The next verse. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I shall tell you. This is Rhema word. Designed for a particular situation. Tailored to meet the need. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? So he said to him, don't go anywhere. Stay there. Then the Bible says that, and I, verse 3, dwell in this land and I will be with you and bless you. For you and your descendants, I will give all these lands and I will perform the oath which I swore to your father, Abraham, your father. So you see, he probably had been thinking about what God told his father, Abraham, and he'd not seen anything yet. Why? This is farming here. That means we're going to die. And God said, no. Then the Bible says in verse 12, and Isaac sowed in that land. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord did what? Blessed him. Verse 13. The man began to prosper. And he continued prospering until he became very prosperous. The man began to prosper. He continued prospering. If you get the Rhema word from here and you are stuck in your finances, you will go back and say, no, I started prospering. And I continue to prosper until I became prosperous. Are you getting what I'm saying here? If God gives you a word from you, you will hold it with your life. It doesn't matter the famine in town. It will not come near you. Why? The word of God does not know anything. It fulfills the counsel of God. In the midst of dryness, it will yield. In the midst of scarcity, it will deliver. That's what happens when a person, there's a major accident about to happen and one person is in the car and just saying, God, maybe the driver already announced, I'm very sorry, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what. You know, I remember those days when I go to law school, I'll come by night. I like to sneak into Lagos to preach. Then we just started the church. Then it was barely 8 months there. So I'll sneak in so that I can quickly preach and rush back. Then we're driving that day. The driver, it was a night bus. Then the driver saw some guys on the road. And of course, they know the road. He said, these are armed robbers. Passengers, I am not going to wait. Conductor, tell everybody, I'm not waiting. Everybody, bend down now. Bear what? I was seated just somewhere at the middle. Not too far from the guy. He said, bend down now. You know, when you hear that kind of thing, you just know that, see, you are holding steering, you too. You put your head to, you will bend his head. And these guys are standing and they are like, they've been doing the thought like this, literally, because I was there, not too close, far from him. Like, this is the first, the second seat, somewhere around the third seat. So I was seeing that light. So he's just announcing that these guys are armed robbers, that he's not going to stop for them. Everybody bend down now. Immediately he said that, I didn't bend down like this. Oh, I just bent like this, backwards like this. Sincerely, I didn't remember a Rhema word then. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. In such a situation, you might remember a word. Now, what he said gave us a lot of confidence because he said he told us what to do. Bend down now. If he had said he's confused and doesn't know what to do, and I say, God, I will hear a word. Oh, I told you I was in the law school. I said, stand dignified. It was a Rhema word. I was just, he said, stand dignified. And I stood, no bending. If he gives you a word, hold on to it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I got the Rhema word while everybody was scared. I walked on straight and I stayed there. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God will not pass away. That was what it was in my heart that day. I stayed there. And despite all the contradictions and things that happened that day, nobody disturbed me. The word of God. I'll show you something here. So that if what you desire is not in existence, the Rhema word has the ability to create. It is the creative word. Do you understand what I'm saying? If what you need does not exist, so that nobody on the face of earth has ever had that thing before, and God gives you a Rhema word about it, it will come to pass. Well, let me show you this. One day Jesus Christ was coming down and the disciples were coming.
They were in the boat and Jesus was on the other side and he was walking on the water. Are we here together? And when Jesus was walking on the water, somehow while he was walking there, the disciples saw him. And he hailed the guys and he said, "Hey guys, how far?" "It's I, Jesus." They said, "No, it's a ghost." They were arguing. "It's a ghost. It's not Jesus. We're not sure." And he said, "It's I, Jesus." Then the strong sanguine there shouted, "Jesus." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." You on the water, command me to come to you. Before that time, nobody ever walked on water, only Jesus. Are you getting what I'm saying? The other time he parted the Red Sea, people walked on dry land. Guess what? As soon as Jesus said it, the words that Jesus spoke was a rhema word. Peter held on to the rhema word and he came out of the boat. Immediately he started walking on the sea. If any other disciple tried it, they would sink. You need to know how these things work. If any other disciple tried that, the person would sink. Because one person asked for a rescue. Peter asked him, he said, "If it is you, bid me to do what? Come." It is the word for you. Until another person catches the revelation, they cannot ride upon it. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So Peter heard that word and he didn't wait. He came out and he was walking on the sea. Immediately Peter started walking on the sea. At a particular point, the Bible says the storms. That's what happens when God gives you a rhema word. The devil will come around with storms. It will not look like everything God said is not going to work the same way. Hey, it's a lie. That's just a test. As soon as the storm started coming everywhere, Bible says, and when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. The opposite of faith is what? Fear. He was afraid. So even if God gives you a rhema word and fear creeps in, you will lose possession of the word. That's why when you get the rhema word, you will hold on to it. Like your life depends on it. I'm not listening to that. Sometimes they tell you, "Madam, we came to let you know that it's not possible again for you to get this. As it is right now, the fibroid has eaten up everything. Nothing can die there." Why? God told me that nothing will happen to me. Then that word that God gave to you, you will now start saying it. You start declaring it. Now, there's a dimension of meditation that is quiet and calm. There is a dimension of meditation that is very thunderous and noisy, loud. It's like a roaring of the lion. In fact, the word meditation here, if you can help us check Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, check Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, you shall meditate. If you can get it bold on the screen, fine. But if you can, somebody look for it so that you can, I want you to read some of the things that it means there so that you can see. Oh, Jesus. Is anybody being blessed tonight? Yes. But you can't project it. You can't project it for any reason. Okay. Now, if you can get it, if anybody gets it from there, you can read it for me. I think I wrote something here. Let me see. Check if you have it. I want us to get that word. Meditate. When the Bible talks about meditation, the word is dagao. That is D-A-W-G-A-W. Dagao. Now, dagao means to ponder. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You are pondering on the scriptures, logos. Then while you are pondering on the scriptures, God opens your mind. Are you getting, is this possible to make it bold? So, God opens your mind. You are pondering. You know how we do it now? Meditation, to think. Now, that's it now. The prime root word, it says to murmur. In pleasure or anger, by implication, to ponder. So you're pondering on the matter. You just woke up. For instance, you know, though some of you have not been reading your devotionals, but let me show you this. I just looking at this, 25th of January, Galatians chapter 2 verse 6. "But we know that God accepts only those who have faith in Christ Jesus. No one can please God by simply obeying the law. So we put faith in Christ Jesus. And God accepted us because of our faith." It looks simple. God accepted us. Not by works, but by faith. God accepted us. We put faith. God accepted us. Hey, I am accepted. Then you remember somebody told you that you're a bastard. No, I am accepted. God accepted me. Then you think of it. The king of the universe accepted me. Then he start giving flesh to that word. Initially was just a line. Then all of a sudden you go again. Hey, my mother and my father can forsake me, but God has accepted me. You're holding on. Life is coming. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? You don't leave that word. You keep pondering on it. You look at it again. Wow, God has accepted me. You come there, you look at it. He has accepted me, and God accepted us because of our faith, not by the works that I did. God accepted me. I didn't do anything. God accepted me. He counted me as one that he has loved. Hey, there is therefore now no condemnation. Connections will start coming everywhere because you are pondering on that word. You are pondering. As you are pondering on that word, then Christ accepted me will now dawn on you. Then a situation will be painted before you. Then God will say, this word is for that situation. Maybe you're going for an interview and sometimes you have been afraid that they will decline you. Then you say, God has accepted me. No man can decline me. He said he has accepted me. I am accepted. You can now apply it to that situation. I am accepted. I am not rejected. Hey, kama nakapalaba. Systems and structures obey because God has accepted me. Men cannot say no to me. They can even tell you that they, we are very sorry. And as you are coming out, the devil will say, you see, I am accepted has failed. And you say, no, no, I cannot be rejected. I am accepted. I am accepted. Brothers, you might lose that one and a bigger door will open. Why? The rhema word will not fail. It will not fail. It is God's word given to you. If you lay hold of it and you continue, it will never fail. Heaven and earth will pass away. The word of God, spoken by the mouth of God, it will never pass away. Am I communicating, church? So you stay there and you're just meditating. You know, so many here. Now, Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Hey, kanamana kapaya. Christ lives in me. Aziza baneme neketelebaya. Christ lives in me. Then all of a sudden you remember, how is the fry bird living where Christ lives? Hey, Christ lives inside of me. Hey, namana kapa. Hey, fry bird, you cannot stay here. Christ in me. The hope of glory. You started by pondering on that word. You didn't just read it in passing. You stopped and you were beholding the word of God. We all with open faces, beholding as it were in a glass the glory of God's word. We are changed. That's what you need to do this year. Don't join the casual believers who are confused everywhere. Many of them, they're just going around. They don't know their inheritance. They can't lay hold of the things that Jesus paid for. You stay there, and as you're saying it, as you're just declaring that thing, okay, Christ lives inside of me. It's possible that immediately, if there is a pain attached to that thing, it will just show up. You know why? When Jesus came to heal the son of a particular man who had been having a demonic possession and all that, when he came there, the Bible says, when the demon saw Jesus, he started manifesting. That last pain is the last manifestation. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? So instead of you to say, hey, it has come again. Oh, God, I'm finished. You say, no, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ lives here. This is the temple of the living God. Hey, come on now. You stay on it. You don't look at the situation. You don't observe the lying symptoms. You don't listen to what God is saying. I'm not listening to my flesh. I listen to the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Go check it. Every rhema that comes from the mouth of God. If God has said it, I believe it. It may not look like it, but I believe it. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? That's how our life begins to evolve. It begins to evolve. And they are wondering what's happening to you. Why? Because I have laid hold of something. I'm pressing on the upward ways. New heights I'm gaining every day. I'm still praying as I'm upward bound. Lord, plant my feet on high. Yeah. The higher ground is the higher dimension of the word of God. It's a dimension in God that you receive a word and you will not allow anything stop you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today?
He lives inside of me. You won't know when you're just gisting and all of a sudden you're talking to somebody, and as they're saying, the person is saying, hey, I didn't know what happened this morning. I had a very bad dream and they were chasing me. Then you will tell them, he lives inside of me. So what are you trying to say? Hey, come on, Akapaya. Sometimes you have to act like you are mad. It's not you acting. It is the Spirit of the Lord stirring something, because that other person might look at you and all of a sudden faith will be stirred. When Mary saw Elizabeth, the baby in her own womb, leaped for joy, because deep connection to God. God gives you a word, hold on. That word might spark up faith in another person. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you don't go there and start putting doubts. And the person is saying, the way I'm considering now, I'm already saying, ah, it's okay. No, if God gave you the word, it's your personal word. Try to ignite something in that person. Whether the other person will see it. If they can see it, both of us can operate it. But if the person cannot see it, there's nothing much you can do. Then Peter began to sink because he was afraid. And he saw the storm. Stop looking at the storm. Focus on the word. Stop looking at the wind. Focus on the word. Stop looking at the calendar. Focus on the word. Stop looking at human time. Focus on your divine kairos. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Because it doesn't matter how fast anybody's running. When that hand comes upon you, everything will shift. Am I communicating? So you begin to ponder. Go back to that place. You begin to ponder the word. That's a dimension where you're just thinking about it. You're pondering. Then look at the next one. Go back. Can you get that again? You jumped out of it. I'm going to use it a lot. Make it bold. Make it bold. Are we here together? By implication to ponder. Then the next thing is what? Imagine. Imagine. What does it mean to imagine something? So you give the word of God a picture. You get what I'm saying? Is it making any sense? So you now see Christ in me. Then you picture a marvelous force walking inside of you. Listen, when God gives you a word, turn it around into a picture. Make it an image. Because there's something about the power of imagination. The word imagine there, or imagination, is to give picture to something. Are you getting what I'm saying? And you read some powerful things God told me clearly, and all of a sudden then you forget everything. Start spending, you will not be stranded. What I saw was myself counting money. I can't finish counting money. It was the madness that made me come here. It wasn't because we had any serious money. It was the madness. I said, we're going to pull this thing down. He said, hey, we're going to pull it down. Why? He said, start spending, you will not be stranded. I can never be stranded. No, I can never be stranded in life. You know why? That revelation comes from somewhere. It says, for God will make all grace abound to you, that you having all things in all sufficiency will abound to every good work. It doesn't matter what's in your pocket right now. Start giving it an image. That scripture, make it, turn it into a picture. Start pondering it. Turn it into a picture. Somewhere along the line, the Holy Ghost will ride upon it. And everywhere your resources are, it will begin to magnetize. From the north to the south to the east, people will be coming to you. All of a sudden, structures and systems are aligning. Why? He has given you a rhema word. Caught it. We told you that some things are taught, some things are caught. So when you come to service, watch out for two things: the things that are taught and the things you are to catch. The things you'll be taught and the things that you are to catch. Some people like to be taught alone, and that's why when they go back, they can't find strength to practice what they were taught. But if you catch it, the strength is in the catching. Because it is possible for you that what you were taught, you are finding strength to make it happen. But if you caught it, the spirit to make it happen is with you. That's why it's rhema. It's spirit. It's spirit and life. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Are you being blessed tonight? Look at your shop. Look at your business and pray. I don't know what the situation is, but you start. Meditation is the first to get in the rhema word, is that not? You stay there. Then you start pondering. Then you give it an image. You meditate.
As you're meditating, a lot of things start happening. God begins to show you several pictures. Then you begin to see pictures. All of a sudden, you see yourself walking down the aisle. That's an image. So when the devil comes to you and say, listen, you will never get married, then the word will come again. None will lack their mate. I see myself walking down the aisle. Or you see yourself all of a sudden as you are picturing it and you are declaring it. Hey, Kamanaka Balababa. He said to them, be fruitful, multiply. Hey, be fruitful. It's an instruction to me. I receive it. Then you see yourself as you are praying, carrying a baby behind you. That's a picture. Give it a picture. Don't just leave it as empty words. That's what it means to meditate. Turn what you are saying into word, image, imagination, image. If you leave it at ordinary word level, the devil can take it away from you. But when it becomes a picture, you can't take a picture away. That's why I usually tell people that you can't take away people's encounter. They saw it. Rema is encounter with the word. It cannot be taken easily. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? The next place where you see this word used again, used in a very powerful way. Very powerful way. Isaiah chapter 31 verse 4. Isaiah chapter 31 verse 4. Kai, Holy Spirit, help us. What? Wow, time flies. Now, everybody, let's... We're going to read it loud. NIV, NKJV, then you're going to read NIV, or maybe NLT. Now, everybody, let's read it together. I want to go down. When a multitude of shepherds is summoned against him, he will not be afraid of their voice, nor be disturbed by their noises. So the Lord of hosts will come down to fight for Mount Zion and for his hill. Hold on. You need to see something here. He says, but this is what the Lord has told me. When a strong young lion stands growling over a sheep, it has killed. So just imagine, the lion has caught a rema. Do you understand? That sheep that it has killed is like a rema. Do you get what I'm saying now? Now he says that it is not frightened by shouts and noise of a whole crowd of shepherds. In the same way, the Lord of heaven's army will come down and fight on Mount Zion. Now if you go to NKJV, check that word, go back now. This same word, growling. The word roar. Have you forgotten the meaning of meditate? Show us meditate again. Show us meditate. The same word is here. Roar. So what the lion does when it comes in contact with his prey, the Bible says that's what you will do when you get a rema word. It has gotten a prey, and all shepherds, all of them are trying to attack the lion to take away what it has gotten from it. So what would the lion do? It roars. Roar! And it's not going anywhere. I die here. I've received what I want. You can't take it away from me. Hold on to the word. The Bible says, though an army, a camp of shepherds gather, it will not be moved. It will not be afraid. Why? My security is in the word I have received. My safety is in the word I have received. Why are you so confident? Hey, he said to me. God has said it to me, and I believe it. I don't care what the devil is doing. I hold on to it. I declare. You keep declaring it. That lion will not give up. Do you know that now? See this word here. If you go to that word roar and click it, you will come back to a D-A-W-G-A-W. It's the same meaning in Strong's dictionary. That word roar, that means meditate. So the lion has succeeded to hold on to something. And a camp of shepherds are coming to say, you know shepherds now, they're taking of sheep. So it has picked one of their sheep. So they want to come and pull it out. Guy, we die here. Why? I've taken it. It will start roaring. It will start meditating on that thing. It will look at all of them with a fierce eyes. You can't take it. That's how you look at the devil. You can't take my health. You can't take my marriage. You can't take my children. You can't take my job. You can't take my life. I shall not die, but live and declare the word of the Lord. Hey, Kamanakaba. He said to me, you shall live and not die. That might just be what you heard. Then you'll be giving flesh. You'll be shouting it. Then it's meditation when it starts when you were talking. It's another realm of meditation when you begin to roar. You begin to shout it loud. And they say, hello, you are making noise. No, don't tell me that. Hey, Kapana.
He said, are you okay? I don't have to be okay. The situation just has to change. Many people have been okay and nothing happened. I'm riding upon the wings of grace, his word, that has come to me. Are we here together? Do you understand what I just taught you right now? Now the Bible says faith comes by hearing. Hearing the rhema. Go and check it. So then faith comes by what? I can say a lot of things here, logos. You will hear with your ear. But when it's rhema, you hear with your heart. Did you get what I just said here? Faith comes by hearing. That's why I say with the heart man believes. It's not with the ear. The ear is just a passage. Everything that passes here, if care is not taken, it will jump out of here. But when it comes here, he said, write it upon the table of your heart. Am I communicating, church? So you come to that point, you say, faith comes by hearing. So I have heard it. That's why you say, the man of God said to me, or I heard God say to me, or I was seated and studying, God said it to me, or while pastor was preaching, the Lord said to me. You know that it is the word of God, then you hold on to it. 2025, this is how you win your battles. When it looks like you're having losses, you say, no, it's not possible. No loss. All of a sudden, a word will come to you like it came to Paul. There shall be no loss of any man's life. For Paul, it was life. For you, the loss is attached to your finances. But you'll be declaring no loss. They say, we are sorry to announce to you, hey, don't be sorry for me. No loss. If this door is shut, another one will open. Number two way to receive the rhema word and we pray is by prayer. When you start praying, when we're done, even the devil will know you have caught something.
Oh Lord, hello.
How did the song change? Where did they change the rhythm? Where did they change it from? You can't get anything there. Are you getting what I'm saying? The fervent and effectual prayer of a righteous man, it makes the necessary power available. So you get to that point where you want to pray, then the devil will start distracting you. Go and wash your clothes. You say, I'm not washing any clothes. Then you pick your phone. Then there's a message coming in and you're about to click it. Then the spirit constrain you. He's preparing you because there's something he wants to tell you. As you're doing that, all of a sudden, normally when your neighbor knocks the door, she will come out and say, oh, glory be to God. Hello, Papa. What do you want? In the highest. But the door is open now and your neighbor is knocking out and you continue. Your neighbor opens the door and sees your face and you look at the person. The neighbor closes the door, then you settle very well. When you get to a rem in that prayer, all the distractions will feed. Sometimes the things God has told you before you left, he will now remind you. You enter the rem where all your promises align, then you will hear a word. Listen. When you hear anything at that level of prayer, shout it, declare it, hold it, say it with all your life. Because you did not get it from the realm of the mundane. You got it from the place of your ordination in the realm of the spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You hold on to it. The Bible says, and Elijah prayed. He said, go and check. The boy went there. He came back. He said, sir, there's no rain. As he was praying there, he said, go and check. The guy went. He checked. This checking is a distraction. Go, don't come back again. You need a time where nobody will come again. Because the set time to receive it from God, you might not be aware of it. Elijah said to Elisha, he said, if you can see me, there are moments in your prayer moment where you need to do what? See God.
You catch that thing and you come out of the prayer room and they tell you, listen to me, what you're doing. He said, no, don't talk to me like that. I have caught something. You get ready. The same mountain you saw before and you could not stand. Now you will look at that mountain. The scripture will come alive. If you shall say to this mountain, be moved from where you are and get out into the sea. He said, without doubting, it shall be moved.
Flow from my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has struck.
Make sure you're praying. You need to climax. You need to come to a level. Shaba nega de level soya. As you are praying, God will bring that matter before you. God will show you that pattern. You will see that case. You will see that thing. Just keep praying. Keep looking at it and pray. Keep looking at it and pray. You will hear a word. You will hear the rhema word.
Behold the mountain, just behold it. You will hear a voice about it. Behold the situation, just look at it. You will hear a word about it. Shemenegedele barua. Shemenegedegedegedegede. Rua legebo shaba baba. Samana gaga 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 gaga. Hey! Shemelaga bai. Hey kaba bai ba. Maruana gaba roda. Venegedele boska baia. Eswenegedele boska bande. Esuse berede. Raga baba 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 baba. Meliande ruanete. Shoba la baba baba baba. Super bye 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 bye. Es suena Jesus. Suena Jesus. Bye 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 bye.
Pray, pray.
Shaba la baba 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 baba. Hey, kete mene gede levosh. Shaga gaga 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 gaga. Arana gaba regede levosh. Shala baba 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 baba. Yes, I possess it. I possess it. Hey, I take hold of it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey, come on, baba, baba. I am namana kabarogosho. Eshwana gada lebe gabe gabe gabe. Raga gaga 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 gaga. Hey, shomele gaza gaba ya gaba ya gaba. Semenegedele bele gedele bele gedele bele. Shaya ya 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 ya. Raga ba 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 ba. Senegedele bo shona gaga gaga. Somenegedele bo shaba ba 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 ba.
It is mine, yes. It is mine, yes. It is ours, yes. It is ours, yes. I reckon I'm gonna get a little shy.
Savior, 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 healer, 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 Spirit.
God can give you a word for your mother. He can give you a word for your brother. He can give you a word for that friend. Hey, get a word. Don't creep up. Hold on to the word. Hold on to the word. Whatever he says, hold on to it. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. You shall not die but live. Hold on to it. Egyptians you see, you will see them no more. Hold on to it. Affliction will not rise a second time. Hold on to it. Some of you, what God told you before, the same word is coming alive. Hold on, hold on. Don't lose the word. Don't lose the word. Don't lose the rhema word. To process what you see. Process what you see. Then start confessing it. You'll be confessing what you have seen. I begin to possess it. 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 I begin to possess it.
Jesus.
Mighty name we pray. Now whatever rings in your spirit, don't joke with it. Write it down. Anything God said, if it's a scripture, it might be a word that is not in the scripture, but you'll find a connection to that reality. Don't joke with it. Hold on to whatever it is that God laid in your heart, that God spoke to your heart. For some of you, the devil might be saying, do you think you can receive anything? John chapter 8 verse 47. Put it there so that everybody can see this. John 8:47. He who is of God hears God's word. Therefore, you do not hear, he told them, because you are not of God. Then go ahead now. Go ahead, verse 48. Then the Jews answered and said to him, do we not rightly that you have a Samaritan, that you Samaritan have a demon? Now, look at, Jesus said to them, he was speaking and they were not hearing. So he now said, the reason you are not hearing is because you are not of God. The Jews. He said, but those who are of God, they hear the word of God. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, they hear my voice. Every born again child of God has access to hear the voice of God. So don't let any devil tell you that, you have not learned the technicalities. God can bypass the technicalities and give you the voice. The first person that gave me the car that I drove in Lagos, got born again less than 3 months. And he said, God said to me to bring it. We have not done class on how to hear the voice of God. He said he heard it. That's what God said. Everything that belongs to you that anybody is holding on to, by the word of the Lord, I declare, there is a release in the name of Jesus. What is yours, take it in the name of Jesus. The word that God has given to you is active now in the name of Jesus. Everyone waiting to receive a word, I declare your ears open in the name of Jesus. As you meditate, you will hear the word of God. As you pray, you will hear the word of God. Your rhema word will come. Your rhema word will come. It will change your life and turn things around in the name of Jesus. I hear for somebody, things are turning around. Things are turning around in the name of Jesus. Your academic struggle is over. Your fear concerning your future and finance and what it will look like when you settle down, it is over in the name of Jesus. Concerning that child, let that fear fade. God said he is taking care of that child and he will turn things around. Fear not. It is over in the name of Jesus.
It is settled. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Begin to give God thanks for the word. Begin to give him thanks tonight. Begin to give him thanks tonight. Give him thanks. Go ahead. Don't stop giving thanks. If you are in church today, you have not accepted Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, if you want to make that commitment to Jesus, I'll need you to quietly, wherever you are, raise your hand quietly. I'm going to pray with you. Quietly raise your hand wherever you are. Raise it confidently, but quietly. Confidently, I'll pray with you. Say after me, Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today you're my Lord and my Savior. Have mercy on me. I receive forgiveness of sin. Made available by the blood, I am born again, saved, and sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.